Okay, good vachra rosei. Today's daf is Pesachim daf Tzadi Ches, and good to be back after a couple of days, not of Purim drunkenness. We're still waiting for Purim Shulash. The Suda is tomorrow in Yerushalayim, but a lot of the other stuff, Baruch Hashem, going on. A lot of Kriyas HaMegillahs and etc. etc. So we apologize for the last 2 days not recording, but. I was Baruch Hashem, I should go busy. Either way, we have a tremendous chus of learning Pesachim 30 days before Pesachim, right? This year, learning the Daf Yomi is a kiyum of Shloshim Yom Karam Achag, Sholem Adorshim Hilchas Achag. It's also a tremendous kiyum on Purim, right? We say kimu kiblu mashi kiblu kfar, the Gemara and Shabbos, that Am Yisrael reaffirmed their commitment, as Tosus explains to the Torah Shabbal Peh, on Purim. So it is a tremendous chus to be learning Pesachim on Purim and learning the Daf Yomi, which is many levels of kiyum of Talmud Torah piled into one. So Baruch Hashem, we're here at the bottom of Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis at the Mishnah. We're almost done with Hilchos, what they refer to as Pesach Sheni, right? The second Pesach, the second part of Pesachos Pesachim, which deals with, you know, the Korban Pesach and Pesach Sheni, as we're talking about in our parak. And then we'll mitzvah Shem tomorrow. We'll start Arvei Pesachim, which is very exciting as we, you know, steamroll towards Leila Seder. But either way, we're here at Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis again to Shiras B'schus Refu Shleima for Nami Mira Bas Shana Rivka Reizel and for Shira Bas Dvar Leah. They should both have a refuah bekarov. So we said in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says here, Amafresh Nekev Olapischo O Zohar Ben Shtei Shanim. If you separate a korban that is not eligible to be a Pesach, right? A important Pesach has to be a male sheep or goat, and it has to be less than 1 year old. So if it is either a female or 2 years old, so then the Mishnah says, Yira ad sheyistayev, you have to let it graze until it develops a mum, v'yimacher, and it should be sold, v'yiplu damav l'nedava l'shlamim. And then the money should fall to be an adava, an optional, right, korban, for a shlamim. Now, there's a bit of a to-do about the girsa over here, exactly what to do with the money. Because if you flip back to Tzadi Vav Amud Beis, right, just two days ago, if you look at the Mishnah over there, so there it says, when we're talking about, you know, that the Tumuras Pesach, right, so if you remember, that if you transferred a Korban Pesach onto another animal, well, we said sometimes it's kreva, sometimes it's eno kreva, and Rabbi Akiva had explained if Pesach, if you find the original korban Pesach, right, after you transfer kedusha to another Pesach, so if you find the original animal, so then you, what the phrase in the Mishnah is yira ashistai, if you leave the mosar Pesach, the second animal, it gets a mum, right? If then it says the language of v'yimchar or v'yimacher v'yavi b'damav shlamim, and you should bring with the money a korban shlamim. Here the language is yimacher v'yiplu damav l'nedava l'shlamim. It's like a bit of a convoluted language. And the Rambam has a girsa in the Perish Mishnayis v'yiplu damav l'nedava, that without the shlamim and without the macher, well, I guess with the macher has to be sold, right? But without the shlamim, and that implies that, you know, as we've seen before in the Masechta, that the money would go to the Beis HaMikdash, and it would be used for the Ketz HaMizbeach, right? When there's nothing going on in the Mizbeach, the dessert of the Mizbeach, quote unquote, right? They would bring korbanos when, for whatever reason, there's nothing going on in the Mizbeach. So that's where the money would go, meaning the money would go to the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi and Tosos over here have the gear said that, no, that v'yiplu, what is it? V'yavi b'dameh shlamim. Right, the yiplu dama of l'nedava, right, is you take it out. And what that girsa seems to imply is that no, you just take the money and you buy a shlamim with your own money, right? That's right, that's a bit different, and that's why I said it's a convoluted dual text over here. But okay, either way, according to whoever the girsa is, right, the money goes to a shlamim. Right, again, if you separate a korban that is not relevant and not shaykh to the korban pesach, so then you need to bring. You need to let it get a movement and sell it, and either give it to the Beis HaMikdash or bring your own shlamim. Hamafresh pischo, right? Umeis. Now, let's say someone separates a korban pesach and then Rachman Letzlan passes away. So lo yuvienu bno achrav, his son should not bring it afterwards, right? Meaning his son does not just like inherit the korban, right? He can't bring it. L'shem pesach el l'shem shlamim, he has to bring it for a shlamim. And again, the Gemara will talk about exactly what's going on. Rashi already helps clue you in a little bit. If you look at Rashi, lo yivienu b'no achrav, so he says, da'avale pesach shamesu baila ve'inkan menuyim. Meaning, the owner was the only guy registered on the Korban Pesach. and there's no one else. Now, meaning we're going to learn later today that there's a shita that says that you need to at all times have somebody registered for the korban. The moment someone passes away and the korban is unregistered, so then you run into trouble over here. Then you can't bring it as a korban pesach. Okay, fine. Amar Rav Huna Brei de Rav Yoshua. Rav Huna Brei de Rav Yoshua says, we learned from this Mishnah. Again, what did we say? We said if you have a separated animal that's not eligible for a korban pesach, right, it's either female or too old, right? So then, right, you let it get a mum, and then you sell it and you bring a shlamim, right? But obviously, the korban itself, right, you can't bring as a shlamim, right? Obviously, the implication is that this korban is no good for a shlamim, right? You can't just bring it, right? You have to let it get a mum, and then you have to sell it. Right, because it's not eligible to be brought as a korban. So Rav Huna Brei de Rav Yeshua says Shema Minat Tlas, that you learn three halachos from this Mishnah. And this Gemara is repeated elsewhere, as you can see in Sefer Shas several times in Shas. Shema Minat Bali Chaim Nidochim. We learn that Bali Chaim, animals, can be nidochim, can be literally means pushed away, can become disqualified, can be no good as a korban. That's a machlokes in the Gemara in, as Rashi quotes it over here, Gemara in Yuma, that whether animals themselves can be permanently disqualified from the mizbeach. So apparently you see that is possible, right? Because again, we have this animal that is not able to be brought as a korban. Okay, so we see that, like, who's that shita? Is it Rabbi Shimon? I forget already. Okay, anyway, right, so Rashi says, the local Rabbi Shimon, sorry, and it's against Rabbi Shimon's Shita. Okay, that's, if you look at that Rashi over there, first Rashi on the Gemara, that's the for halacha number one. Shema mina dichui meikara havi dichui, that we say that if something is initially disqualified, right, the question is, when something can something become disqualified only later, had it already been roi, meaning when we say that something is no longer eligible as to be offered as a korban, right? At what point does that take hold? Did it have to be able to be brought as a korban or not? Meaning, this korban was never eligible as a pesach, right? At no point do we say it was eligible for a pesach. Do we say that the whole concept of dihoi, i.e., becoming disqualified as being brought as a mizbeach, did it require some point in its life when it was eligible? Or some point in the process, right? Because, again, the two-year-old animal obviously was eligible when it was up until 1 year old. But when it was first consecrated, right? When did it have to be able to be brought? Or even something that's totally never, at no point during its consecrated kadosh process, was it eligible for this korban? Is that also dichui? So that's the Gemara saying that dichui meikara is havi dichui, that does work. That can happen. Again, Rashi again quotes the Gemara in Sukkah. That's a discussion, right? Again, we're paskening. Again, apparently, this Mishnah paskens that even if the animal at the moment when it was made kadosh was not relevant to the korban in question, it's still dichui. It's still pushed it out. It's still pushed away, and it's still disqualified. And the third halacha, Shema Minah Yesh Dichui V'Damim, that apparently that something can be disqualified when it has kedushas damim. There are two types of kedusha that falls on an animal. There's kedushas haguf, when the actual animal is kadosh itself, or kedushas damim. Here, again, when we're dealing with kedushas damim, where the korban that was set aside has kedusha in terms of its value, but not it itself, right? Obviously, because it's not valid, right, for a korban pesach. So that this concept of dichui does exist when you're talking about monetary value, right? There's a discussion, right, whether it applies whether to kedushas haguf, animals that are inherently kadosh, or just the value, there's just the money. Again, that's if you look at Rashi over there, that brings in gemaras and kedushin and zvachim, etc. I think he has a whole discussion about what's going on over there. Just to read a little bit, but again, the example he brings is that let's just see, like three lines into that long Rashi, right? The Amar Rabbi Yochanan behemish al shnei shutvin. Right, let's say you have an animal that's, for example, owned by two people. Right, so hiktish chetzia v'chazar laka chetzia a kedusha. So let's say someone is makdish half the animal, the half that he owns, right, and then he buys the other half and then is makdish it, right. So then it's kadosh, it's kedusha v'eno kreva. So it's not that he's makdish it, but he buys the other half. Right? I mean, he Reuven is makdish his half, then he buys Shimon's half. So now he has an animal that is half kadosh. Right, and he owns all of it. It's kadosh, but you can't bring it. Right, so that's what the Gemara. The Gemara then says this concept as well. Right, so again, the same idea that the kedushas damim. Right, the animal itself is not entirely kadosh. There's no kedushas aguf, right, because he didn't own the entire animal when he was makdish it. So he was only makdish his half. What does that mean? He was makdish the value of the animal. So there is kedusha that falls on kedushas damim when an animal has the value of the animal has kedusha as opposed to the entire guf of the animal. And the same thing is true over here. Again, because those korbanos are not shaykh to korban pesach. Okay. Those animals, rather, are not shaykh to korban pesach. Fine. Now, hamafrish pischol. Again, if a person separates his korban pesach and he passes away, so his son should not bring it, but it should be brought as a shlom. So the Gemara says, tell me about it. Hamafrish is pischol. We learned in a tosefta over here. Tosefta and pesachim. Right, tosefta is like a brisa, right? Same thing. Just a different collection. Hamafrish es pischo umes, someone who separates, right, sets aside a korban pesach and he passes away. Im beno mamuna imo, if his son is kind of listed on the korban pesach with him, meaning he was the two of them, so then yivienu lishum pesach. Right, then the son, yivienu lishum yochid, that's going to be important. The son only can bring the korban, right, for a korban pesach. Im beno mamuna imo, but if his son was not listed on the korban pesach, so then yivienu lishum shlamim lishishasr. Then he can bring it as a shlamim, but not on yontif. He can only bring it on the first day of Chol HaMoed, on the 16th of Nisan, as the Gemara points out. Liyidvav, right, it's funny not to see Ted Zayin, but okay, liyidvav in letedvav lo, right, only on the 16th. Now the 15th, right, you can't bring it on yontif itself, and kasavar, because apparently this price holds, nedarim and nedavos in kraven beyontif, that you can't bring personal korbanos on yontif. That's a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, right, in the Gemara, as pointed out on the side of Masoras HaShas, and Gemara is a Mishnah in Beit Zadaf Yutas. Okay, fine. Now, so the Gemara says, one second, what's going on in this brisa? Demes av emas. When did the father pass away? Again, if the brisa had said, if the son is listed with him, then he can bring it. If the son was not, so then he has to bring it as a shlomim on Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara says, when did he pass away? Elema demes kodim chatzos. If he passed away before chatzos, so if beno, then I don't understand. Beno mamuna imo yivenu l'shem pesach. If his son was listed on the korban pesach, he can bring the korban pesach. Hachalaninos yilav imei kara. Right, the son is an onin, right? If you remember, we learned in the Mishnah, right? We don't shech the korban pesach for an onin, right? It was about a week ago. The Mishnah says we don't shech the korban pesach if an onin is the only one listed on the korban, because right, he may have to deal with the burial and maybe come tamei meis, and then the korban will get messed up, right? Because he's the only one listed and he can't eat it, right? And he can't offer it. So that doesn't work. How could it be that if the father passed away before chatzos, right, the son is an onin? How could he bring the korban? So that doesn't make sense. So elo de meis acher chatzos. But if you tell me the father passed away after chatzos, then I understand the second part of the brisa. In brama muna imo yavini l'shem shlamim. If his son is not listed, he should bring it as a shlamim. What I understand? Hakavasi chatzos. Right, the chatzos is the first time when the korban pesach can be shechted. So the moment chatzos hits, this is still a korban pesach. Ah, then the father passes away. Right, and he was the only one listed on the korban. So you can't bring that as a shlamim. Right, it's a korban pesach. Right, I mean, you can't eat it. It doesn't work, but you can't bring it as a shlamim. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabba. So there are going to be five answers here before we get to the Mishnah on the bottom. Amar Rabba. Rabba says, first answer, La'olam, and perhaps what you may have thought on your own, right? Perhaps the most simple answer. La'olam, demes kodem chatzos. Really, the father passed away before chatzos. Umay v'yenu lishum pesach. What does it mean that you can use this korban as korban pesach? Right? Didn't we say, right, the guy's an onin? Yeah, okay, lishum pesach sheni. Right? He can't bring it now. You're right. Like, we have a Mishnah. He can't bring it to pesach rishon, but he can bring it from pesach sheni. Right? Amar Abaye says, no, let's dodin. Split, let's dodin katani, right? Split this, let's dodin, that means to the sides, but what it means is, split the cases. Man, we have two different cases here. Meis acher chatzos, if he passed away after chatzos, then beno mamona imo v'yivienu lishum pesach. Right, if it passed away after chatzos, so if the son was included on the korban with him, right, he had two people, he had the son and the father, so then he can bring it for korban pesach. Right, and then that's no problem, right? They were listed together. He can bring it as a korban pesach. Isn't he an onain? Meaning, but the korban pesach was already chal. Meaning, the kedusha of the korban was already chal. Rashi says, before the aninos, and therefore, right, so that he can bring it. Meis kodem chatzos, but let's say he passed away before chatzos, so ain b'dom amona imo, so then the case, then if he's not listed on the korban, so then you'd be an alushim shlamim, so then you should bring it for shlamim, because again, this korban was never officially designated before as a korban pesach, because it didn't hit chatzos, right, it didn't become consecrated necessarily. As a Korban Pesach. Just to point out before we get, oh, I guess we'll point out at the end. Rav Sharvia Omer, Rav Sharvia says, La olam de mes achar chatzos. The case is where he died after chatzos. Right? Kogon shahaya aviv goses be chatzos. And the case is, the father was a goses. He was, he was on his deathbed at chatzos. So therefore, if the son was on the korban, so then he can bring it because he didn't pass away. He's not an onin, right? The kedusha, the status of the korban pesach, like was given to this korban, to this animal before, right? He became an onin, and then it's fine. But if he wasn't registered, so since the father was about to pass away, right? And so apparently, what the Gemara is saying is that the kedusha of the korban is not going to be chal. Because if the father was the only one listed on the korban and he was a goses at the time of chatzos when the kedusha is chal on the korban pesach, so the kedusha is not chal because he's not able. Right, the klal is that the chazak is that people don't who are at a gosesim don't really make it. So the korban is not going to have kedusha, and therefore you can bring it as a shlamim because it wasn't designated as a korban pesach. Ravashi, Amar Ravashi says la olam demes achar chatzos. Really. The father passed away after chatzos. For Rabbi Shimon, it's Rabbi Shimon. Shita damar ein balei chayim nidachin. Right, this is against what we saw before. Right, we saw before that from the our Mishnah above. Right, we see that balei chayim nidachin, that live animals can be totally disqualified from being brought as a mizbeach. And here we're saying, oh, perhaps this brisa is Rabbi Shimon, and that says ein balei chayim nidachin. Right, and living animals cannot be pushed away from the mizbeach. Meaning once they became no good and then became good again, right, again because the father passed away, but now it's eligible to become another korban. So then you can bring it as a shlamim. It's not a problem to bring it as a shlamim. It never took hold, right? Or it didn't take hold but it's not permanently pushed away from the mizbeach. You could just bring it as a shlamim. Even though it was designated as a Pesach. Ravina Amar, the last answer, Kikocha Frishu Acha Chatzos, where the case is, no, that the totally different case, where the animal itself was designated after Chatzos, and then Umesu by them after Chatzos, and then the owners passed away. Because Sava Chatzos Kavua, and the Tana in this Brisa is saying that Chatzos is what's Koveh, meaning Chatzos sets the Kedusha for the animal. If it was mafresh afterwards, then it wasn't makdish. Ironically enough, even though it was set aside as a korban pesach, it's still not going to be a permanent korban pesach until it is actually shechted. So when it wasn't able to be shechted, so it still retains its ability to be brought as a shlamim. It's not designated necessarily as a korban pesach. Just to point out over here, why doesn't the Gemara suggest? Meaning, the Gemara gives two options. Like, when did the father pass away? Either before Chatzos and Erev Pesach or after Chatzos and Erev Pesach. So, why didn't it say, I don't know, on the 13th of Nisan or the 12th or the 11th, etc.? So, Pashas is that, as Rashi says over here, I can't find it right now, but Rashi says, one of these Rashis says that Mestama people weren't Mafresh, Korbanos, too far in advance. Right? Mestama, it was separated. It was designated on Erev Pesach, right? Because again, once you designate something, you run into trouble, or if it develops a mum, or gets lost, or whatever. So, Mestama, it made a lot of sense to designate the Korban Pesach, right, as close as possible to Pesach, and then Mestama, they would, right, so therefore, meaning there were only two options, right? Either, right, he passed away on Erev Pesach, either before Chatzos or after Chatzos, but not 2 days before, because even if he passed away 2 days before, so that he still wasn't already registered, or in a Korban Pesach. Okay, new Mishnah. A Pesach shenis arev bezvachim. Let's say you get a korban Pesach mixed up with other korbanos. Right, that's Rashi gives the example of an asham and an ola. Okay, fine. Now the important part is not the exact examples, but it's that these different korbanos. If you look at that first Rashi and the Mishnah, right, they have. Where is it? I can't find the exact line in Rashi, but basically these korbanos have different processes for offering in terms of their sprinklings, in terms of their shechtings. I mean, the halachos are different. So now you have a Pesach that's mixed up with different different korbanos that have different halachos. So what do you do? Right? So the Gemara says, Yiru Ashinistavu, you let them all develop mums, v'imachru, and then you have to sell them. V'yavi b'dmei ha'yofesh abahen miminzeh, u'b'dvei ha'yofesh abahen miminzeh, v'yafsida mosam v'beso. And basically, you have to buy, let's say it was, each animal is $100, one animal is $100, one animal was $75, one animal was $50. So you have to separate the three of them, let them develop a mum, sell them, and then you need to bring three of those types of korbanos with the most expensive, it's the most expensive value. So you have to bring three $100 korbanos, and that's what the Mishnah says, v'yafsid ha'mosar v'beso, and then you lose, right, you have to pay the difference. Because, maybe the Chatas was the $100 one, or maybe the Pesach was the $100 one. So you don't want to be masid, right, the Beis HaMikdash with the value of a beautiful animal, so you have to supply the extra money to make sure each one of them potentially was the most expensive one. Nisar v'Bechoros, let's say we got mixed up with Bechor, right, a Bechor, again, that the important point is, if Rashi points out, Shematan Dama and Umatan Dama Pesach Shaveh, that their blood sprinklings were the same, and they don't need, and the other halachos are also the same. I mean, they're only in tunin tunufas chaz of a shok. You don't have to wave. There's no waving process with any of the leg, the shok, and the chaz and the breast that was given to the kohen. Right? You don't have to wave it. Velosmicha v'nesachim. Right? You don't have libations. You don't have to lean on it. Right? Basically, they have the same halachos. That's the important point here. So let's say they get all mixed up together. So Rabbi Shimon Omer im chaburis kohanim yochlu. If it's a group of kohanim that were registered on this korban Pesach, so they can eat it. Because the Bechor is eaten by a Kohanim, so is the Korban Pesach, right? And you don't have a problem in terms of the sprinklings or the other halachos or whatever. So you can just everybody can eat it and everything is fine. Okay. So Gemara says, one second. Gemara says, hold on. I understand what Rabbi Shimon usually, right? Usually the Gemara goes to the first part of the Mishnah. Here we're jumping to the last part of the Mishnah. Right, not so much going on in this Mishnah. Right, but how come I see kach in the base of psul? Right, we had this question before. Right, according to Rabbi Shimon, right, it says that if you get a Bechor and a Pesach mixed up together, right, all the halachas are the same, so the Kohanim can just eat it. The problem is that a Bechor is eaten for 2 days and one night, and a Korban Pesach is only eaten for one night. So what's going to happen? If you have Mosar, if you have leftover from this Korban, are you going to burn it? Right, that's a problem. Right, because really, if it's a Bechor, you shouldn't be burning it, and then you're burning kachim, right? That's lokadin. So Rabbi Shimon Tameis, the Gemara says this. Really, this is Rabbi Shimon Shita, right? The Amar Mevin kachim the Beis Apsul. He says that's fine. He says not a big deal, right? It's just it's not an issue. It's not like within the Mishnah, right? Asham shenis arev b'shlamim. If you have an asham that's mixed up with shlamim, Rabbi Shimon Omer yishchetu b'tzafon. You should shecht it in the north. Again, the yochlu kachomer shabahem, and you should eat. With all the chumras of whatever is involved, right? I mean, there are more chumras by an asham than a shlamim. So eat according to the halachos of the asham, and then everything's fine. So below imavim kachon the beis apsul. They said, no, what do you mean? Now you're shrinking, right? The kachon of the beis apsul. But again, you're going to shorten the meaning. An asham is only allowed to be eaten for a day and a night. Meaning the asham is only allowed to be eaten. The asham is allowed to be eaten for a day and a night, and the shlamim is 2 days and a night. So you're going to be shrinking the amount of time, right, by applying all the chumras of the asham, right, you're going to be shrinking the amount of time you have to eat the shlamim. So the Gemara says, so Amrulos, the Amirim de Psul, but Mistama Rabbi Shimon doesn't agree with that. He doesn't hold that that's a problem. So the Gemara says, okay, Rabbanan Hechi Avdinan, so according to the Rabbanan, who say that you're not allowed to shrink the amount of time you have to eat a korban, or shrink is probably the wrong word, but okay, either way, I mean, you're not allowed to lessen that amount, so what do? Hechi avdinan, samarava, namtin lo achi yomomo, so you wait until it gets a mum, right, v'yavi behema shmena, you take a nice fat, right, and fat is not relevant, but again, you have the same halacha, that you take the most expensive animal with it, whatever got mixed up, right, I guess the shmein is relevant then. Yeah, meaning you have to take the nicest animal, the nicest value of whatever it was got mixed up. And you have to say that wherever the Pesach is, right, let's transfer the Kedusha to this. Right, you are allowed to switch korbanos for a Pesach. Right, basically redeeming it. Right, v'achal luhu b'toras b'chor balmum, and then you eat all of them according to the halachos of a b'chor balmum. Right, a b'chor balmum is normal, is chulin. right? It's basically chulin. Well, there are some halachos or whatever, but there's chulin. You can eat it, and then that's fine. Okay, fine. The rest of the amud is basically a mishnah, pretty much till the end, and then mitzvah tomorrow would be zocher to finish the parak. But basically, this whole long mishnah is what happens. If the Korban Pesachs are either got lost or there was a mix-up in the people who were listed on the Korban. So the Mishnah starts off like this. A bunch of different cases, just they're all similar, but you'll see the difference in a second. Chabura she'avad pischa. Let's say there's a group of people who are listed on Korban Pesach, and lo and behold, the animal gets lost. V'amu le'echad, and they say to Reuven, tzev v'bikesh v'shachat oleinu. Right? So go get us another Korban. V'alach u'matzah. Veshachat, right, and so he, sure enough, went ahead and did that. He go found another korban, right? Veheim laku veshachtu, and they did also. Meaning, they basically, they didn't hear from Reuven, whatever. Maybe there's no cell phone service, whatever, right? So they took their own korban, they shechted as well. So im shalom nishchar rishon, if he shechted first, so then who ochel mishalom veheim ochel mimo? Then everybody can eat together, right, on that korban. Mishalo, right, with from that one, because they're all listed on that one. Vim shalahen nishcha rishon, if their korban was shechted first, though, heim ochel mishalahen, vehu ochel mishalo. So they eat their korban, but now Reuven has to eat on his korban. Because mistama, right, they didn't have it in mind. Right, they weren't sure. Yeah, I mean, he didn't register for their korban, right, they kind of withdrew themselves from being on his korban, so he eats his own, and then they eat their korban that they shechted. If they don't know who was first, or they both came together at the right, they shechted at the same time. So who ochlim shalav him inam ochlim imo? Right, he eats his own korban, but they can't eat with him, right? Because they don't know. Maybe they were registered on their korban first. They know it's a suffix. What do they do with theirs? Right, we don't know. Right, who, what to do? Meaning, he can eat his own because obviously he is registered on his own korban. Right? But maybe they were listed on his korban, and therefore the one that they shechted is no good. So they have to burn that one. But they're putter from Pesach Sheni because again, it's just an issue of a suffix of which one they can eat. But the korban itself, right, was fine. The zrika is okay. Okay, second case now. Amar Lahan, if he said to them, right, Imicharti. Now Reuven says to them, if I'm late, Su v'shachtu alai, right, go shacht the korban pesach for me. But he didn't trust them. V'halachu matza v'shachat, and he went to shacht his own korban. V'hein laku v'shachu v'shachtu, and they shachted their korban. So now you have again two korbanos. Im shalahen nishchar rishon, if the first one theirs was shechted first, then hu ochlim mishalahen v'hu ochlim imahin, then he can eat with them because again that was a stipulation. Right, if I'm late, shecht for me. Vim shalom nishcha rishon, but if his korban was shechted first, then hu ochel mishalo, he can eat his own. Vein ochel mishalahem, they can eat theirs. Right, but he has to eat his own because he was registered on that one. He shechted it first. Vim einu yodea isim in nishcha rishon. Oh, sheshechtu shneim geachad. But if they don't know who was first or they happen at the same time, zein ochel mishalahem, they can eat theirs. Right, there's no problem there. Vehu einu ochel imahem, but he can't eat with them because he doesn't know. Maybe he withdrew himself from their group, right, by shechting his own. So therefore, if shalom yotzei lebeis reifa, upoter lemilasas beis achsheni, right, then his goes and gets burned, because it can't be eaten, but he doesn't have to do beis achsheni, because it's just a psul in the, right, edibility, is that a word, right, if it's edible, but it's not a psul in the actual zrika, right, you can still sprinkle the blood in his yotzei. Amar lahen, v'amru lo, right, let's say, he said to them, and they said to him, meaning that he said to them, right, enjoy, group us together, right, and they said to him, right, meaning that, shecht for us, right, meaning they both said, meaning for whatever reason, right, they were both making, he was afraid that he was going to be late, and they were afraid that they, right, weren't going to be able to get to a korban, so they said shecht for us. So then, okla kulan min harishon, right? They can eat from whichever animal shechted first, like we said before. V'meinu yudea, for they don't know, he's a main nishchad rishon, right? And they don't know, so then shnei yotzim bezis reifa, right? Then they, both of them, are burned, right? Obviously, and the Mishnah doesn't say they're all pater from Pesach Sheni, like we said before. Again, because this is an issue of, we don't know, maybe people kind of withdrew their names from this korban, maybe they didn't. But they're both yotzei, right? They were registered on something, we just don't know which one, and therefore, right, they can't eat it, but this, the korban is still is still fine. Lo amar lahem, lo amar lo. But if nobody said anything to anybody, so then in achrayin zilazet, then nobody is shaykh to each other, right? The havamina. What's the havamina? Obviously, if they didn't say anything, so mistama, there was some sort of indication that they were going to eat together, but there was no expressed, intent to eat together. So then, right, until you have an expression of shlichus or whatever of joining together, so then there is nothing. Even though, let's say, they do it every year together, but they just didn't say anything. So okay, so you're not together this year, right? That's not how it works. Shnei chaburus shenis arvu pischem. Let's say you have two korban now, different, taking a step out with a different case here. Shnei chaburus shenis arvu pischem. If you have two groups of people and their korban pesach got mixed together, we don't know which one is which. So what do? Elu moshchem lehen echad, ve'elu moshchem lehen echad. Each one picks a korban. Echa me'elu ba lo etzel elu, ve'echa me'elu ba lo etzel elu, and they exchange one person. Right, Reuven goes over to group B, and Shimon goes over to group A. And this is what they stipulate. This is what they say. If this was actually our Korban Pesach, then we're taking you and you're joining our group. But if it was really your Korban Pesach, meaning the other groups, then we're withdrawing our hands from our Korban and we're joining your Korban. Right? And that's how it works, right? Group A takes one guy from group B, group B takes one guy from group A, right, and they make this stipulation, right? If it's our korban, you're with us. If it's your korban, we're with you. Right? Again, the whole idea is saying that at all times, as we pointed out before, at all times there's at least one person listed and registered on this korban. Because the moment you have nobody registered, so then you have a problem. And it says the Mishnah, V'chein chamisha chaburos shal chamisha chamisha, v'shal asara asara, right? Same thing. If you have five groups of five and 10 groups of 10, moshchol and echad mikol chabura v'chabura, right? You take one person from each and you put it in all the other groups, v'chein in omrim, and they say, v'chein in omrim, and they say the same thing. Shnaim shen is arvu pischayim ze, moshchol ze, lo echad, v'ze moshchol echad. Now, this is a little different. This is not two chaburos, but two individual people. Right? So now, you're kind of lost, right? You can't switch groups because you only got one person in each group. Right? And the second you remove one person from a korban, so then it's no good. So what do you do? So then, zem moshech lo echad, v'zem moshech lo echad. Each one takes a korban. Each one takes an animal. Zem amani imo echad min ashok, v'zem amani imo echad min ashok. And they each bring in one random guy, right, who I guess who was either not registered or offered to help them out here. Zeba itzel zeb, zeba itzel zeb, and then they switch the two people. I mean, person A brought in Reuven, person B brought in Shimon, and then you switch them. You switch groups. The kachim Reuven, this is what they say, im shaliyu ha-pesach zeb, this is my korban, sen yarcha meshuchos mishalcha. They do the same thing, right? If it was my korban, then you're with me. If it didn't sell sheli, okay, then you're with me. If it was chayu, but if it was really the other guy's korban, so then pesach says, then yadai meshuchos mishali v'nim nesi al shelcha, then I'm going to eat with you. Right? They pull the same trick, basically. But the point is that they have to add on one person because you can't have any point where the korban is without someone who is registered on it. Okay, shkoy kol darabosa. We'll go weiter in the heilige shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.